In a letter reportedly sent to emergency service providers, New York State Thruway Department of Maintenance and Operations Deputy Director H. McCarthy Gibson detailed a new law which requires the authority to collect and issue refunds for tolls incurred on the superhighway by ambulance or fire vehicles in emergency operations. Thruway officials suggest using EasyPass electronic readers. Ulster County Fire Coordinator Charles Muntz.
But what about the apparatuses that don't have Easy Pass and or a chief's vehicle or an ambulance that doesn't have an Easy Pass? Are they going to continue straight through, or are they going to have to stop and pick up a ticket? See, this is very confusing. Normally what I have done in myself responding onto an incident on a throughway, I usually have the center will call, or they will call the toll booth at the exit and say, emergency apparatus will be responding out to your incident, and they give a clear path, a clear lane. They'll say what lane to come through, whether it be Easy Pass or lane 4 or whatever the case may be. But with this letter that's coming out is a little confusing because it looks like it's going to slow down responses if emergency responders, especially apparatus, have to slow down to either pick up a ticket or pay on the way back or whatever the case may be. It's a little bit of a confusing situation in reading that letter to come out.
Some of the emergency responders contacted by WAMC were not aware of any change in law. Mid-County Volunteer Ambulance Services serves Montgomery County. Their vehicles often use the thruway. Spokesman Brian Harrington says all of their emergency units carry Easy Pass. Other emergency responders in places like Westchester, Dutchess, and a few other counties say they rarely venture onto the superhighway. Muntz notes that installing EasyPass radios becomes an individual agency's responsibility.
We had a state coordinators meeting up at the state chief's convention last week, and in our meeting, the commissioner for Homeland Security Emergency Services was a guest speaker at our meeting. This was brought up to his attention. He had no idea about this. From that point on, he was going to contact the head of the Thruway Authority and discuss this with him.
Thruway officials would not go on tape, but say they encourage all emergency responders to get Easy Pass, which would be charged upon use and credited later. Some observers wonder why the Thruway charges tolls at all. The superhighway was supposed to have been paid for through tolls collected many years ago. Robert Paswell, distinguished professor of civil engineering at the City College of New York, explains why tolls continue.
The thruway was built before the interstate program, before the government paid to build that. So the thought was the thruway bonds would pay down the capital expenses and the tolls would meet operating expenses. No one anticipated the immense growth in traffic that we would have, and that the thruway would not only serve Buffalo to New York City as originally planned, but then become, with the ring roads around it, roads around Buffalo and Rochester and Syracuse and the Tappan Zee Bridge and then the roads around New York, that it would begin to serve these enormous suburbs. And probably the Tappan Zee Bridge illustrates the sort of the greatest issue of them all, that the fact that both Westchester and Rockland counties have not only grown so rapidly, counties with huge employment centers of their own.
Paswell cites pockets of economic growth throughout the Hudson Valley created as a result of the thruway, which resulted in unexpected traffic, which in turn necessitated additional funding for maintenance and repairs. Word came last week that toll hikes will be needed to improve the Thruway Authority's financial picture after Standard & Poor's downgraded its outlook on bonds issued by the authority from stable to negative, expecting that the replacement of the Tappan Zee Bridge will tax the agency's finances. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.